Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Green steals second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Verhulst moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kindle scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhulst takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott bunts towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to Donovan covering. Safe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a line drive into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to second. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cott scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Joe Bonikowski now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Romano moves to third. Held moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. Held moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonikowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held scores. Phillips moves to third. Donovan moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Essigian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Tasbai now playing left field. Ty Cline now playing center field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Vic Power pinch hits for Joe Bonikowski. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Green reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard pinch runs for Al Luplow. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Snyder now playing first base. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Kindle steals second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Tasby strikes out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. Kindle moves to third. Donovan moves to second. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein bunts towards the mound. Stang fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kindle scores. Donovan moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Donovan scores. Klein moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Lee Stang. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Barry Latman now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. George Banks pinch hits for Jim Snyder. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.